This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, welcome back. WIP Afternoon Show, Broads in for Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the final segment of the show. I'd go for 10 more hours. You kidding me? 215-592-9494. We're going to rock your calls here. First, our Twitter question. Let's get the update. It's brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Make your special someone feel like a world champion every day with the custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. All right, so our final poll question numbers. Where would you rank Jalen Hurts compared to the league? The best in the league got a whopping 8%. Top three, 29%. Top five, 53%. That was the winner. Out of the top five, 10%. Now, I stayed away from the mentions. It is a zoo. It's a zoo. I don't want to be involved.
Never a doubt.
I don't want to be involved. All right, so let's go to the phones. I know people are waiting patiently. I'm going to do my best here to get everybody in. Let's get to Noel in Boston. What's up, Noel?
Bruce, hey, let me get off my headset here.
Okay.
I'm lucky it's you and not Spike.
Thank you. So first off, I want to say I really appreciate you doing this topic. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
I'm gonna echo another caller. I think like four callers ago, you and I, man, we went at it one day.
Uh-oh.
I was down at a Clarkville Pizza, University of Penn, in the car, and had to pull over because I apologize, but I lost my crap and I was shouting. You were shouting.
Me? Me shouting?
Maybe not shouting, but voices were elevated. But I just want to say I really, really appreciate this program. I had a couple things I wanted to say really quickly. First of all, I have a question. Would you agree that this year's offensive line, with Jason Kelce departing last year, was way beyond our expectations of successful, maybe even better? Because all I heard all season, especially in the Super Bowl, that this is the best offensive line in the NFL, maybe the best offensive line ever. Would you guys agree with that?
It's up there for sure, and I think the size of Mekhi Becton really helped out there. Now, the one I would put it up again, and this is just off the top of my head, is the year where Brandon Brooks was here at right guard, and I remember
he was great.
Yeah, that offensive line was pretty gnarly too, but just the fact that we're comparing those, it's right up there. This could arguably be the best offensive line, yeah.
Well, the reason I brought that up, the point I was trying to make is, at the beginning of the season, we all heard that Jalen was taking over the responsibilities of making the checks, the line checks, right? That's something Kelce had done. He was taking on more responsibility at the beginning of the season. I saw, and what I think is great about the era that we live in is all the cameras, all the video, all the content. You guys were mentioning it earlier, all this content that's been flowing into your phones and your computers since the Super Bowl. I've seen a lot of great stuff of people out there doing all 22 reviews, and I saw two last night from two different analysts that said, from what they can tell, they think Jalen may have audible that were called the Super Bowl. And he's been doing that all season. You made a point. The huge run against New Orleans back in, what was that, week week four.
Yeah, week three, week four, yeah.
Week three, week four, he checked into that run, right? The Dallas Goedert catch against, I think it was like week eight. He checked into that play. He's been doing this all season. He took this responsibility on. And again, you know, when I first called, and I was talking, is it Justin, the producer? I'm sorry if I missed.
Yeah, no, it's Justin.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, Justin. When I told Justin, I said, look, I love this station. I'm born in Philly. I've been living in Boston area for the last, like, 30 years. Raised my kids as Eagles fans. My kid wears Eagles jerseys at school every day. He's converting kids up here. You know, I bleed green, but I love listening to this station because it's my way to connect to the city every week and stay involved with the Eagles. But in October, man, I had to stop listening. Because just the amount of just negativity towards the quarterback, particularly on the morning show and the afternoon show, I just had to stop. And I even called those guys one day and said, this is the first time I've called in like 5 weeks, and I'm just calling in to tell you that I can't even listen to this station anymore because of the bashing of our quarterback who does nothing but win. He's done nothing but win since he's been in this league. He's done nothing but win since he's left high school, despite the fact that he's only had the same offensive coordinator 2 years in a row once. Imagine how great he would be. And so, I mean, I could go on and on. I just thank you
for
having the show.
Listen, I will say this, though.
We are so lucky to have this dude as our quarterback of this football team
in
this time. And I think we could go on a serious run with this dude. I don't know if he's like the Jordan of the NFL or whatever he is. I definitely think he's the number two quarterback right now. I mean, you got to put him there. First of all,
you do.
Lamar hasn't won a Super Bowl. And I don't know how many playoff games Lamar's been in. But I've seen in gotta have it games from Lamar Jackson. He's had one good half of football, and that was the second half of this year, but he still didn't win the game.
Listen, all good stuff, Noel. I appreciate it. I'll say this in regards to maybe how certain people feel. Ike puts up a fight. All right. Listen, you wanna rock with Jalen and others don't rock with Jalen, don't tune out. Ike's putting up the fight.
I mean, you're allowed to also adjust from week to week. Like when they were 2-2
in the beginning
of October and Jalen was turning the ball over, what are you supposed to do? Not criticize the guy?
No,
too much. You give him his flowers because he's played two tremendous games and just won you the Super Bowl.
Agreed.
Like, so you can't be mad about people being negative when he's 2-2 and they were off to a terrible start to begin the year. Not terrible, but below expectations.
Sure.
And you were fair to criticize him. Now you can, you know, change your opinion and give him his flowers. And that's what I've done. That's what a lot of people do.
In October, because he did specifically say in October it was difficult to listen, the team was in shambles in October. Now, to their credit, they did something really remarkable in the middle of a season to figure it out. But if you're angry about the tone of the team, and no, I appreciate your call, obviously. I'm just saying, in October, if you were very upset with this football team, I do think it's valid. And
I am the biggest Nick Sirianni guy, and I have been since the day he was hired. I, you know, even throughout his his initial press conference when he was hired as the head coach, I was like, you have to give this guy a chance. You're not judged based off at the first press conference. Like, after the Saints game, I was fed up. I was pretty much done.
After the Browns.
And they'd won that game, too.
And
he's going back and forth with the fans. Like, that bye week, whether it was Jalen, whether it was Nick, whether it was a combination of both of them when they met, something changed. And that is probably going to go down as the most significant bye week in Eagles history.
For sure. All right, listen, there's no text line today. But if there was a text line, it would be brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com. Back to the phones. Music City Mike, you're on WIP. Yellow. Oh, no. We haven't had this happen all show long.
Hey, how are we doing tonight, gentlemen?
We got you.
Great show.
Thank you so much.
Go Birds, man.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Hey, listen, I've been an Eagles fan, man, basically my whole life. First Super Bowl I ever watched was, I think, Raiders-Eagles, the first one I have cognitive memories of. And I'm certain that I have gear that's older than Justin is. But you guys are doing a super good show tonight, and I just appreciate you giving me some time. Because I have to eat crow. A few months ago, I'm the guy who comes on the show saying, oh, there's a reason Saban took him out of the game, you know, stuff like that. And last year, when they lost six games in a row and shit, I mean, just fell apart in Tampa Bay, I'm like, fire Sirianni, this guy has to leave. I mean, what are we even doing with this nonsense, yelling at fans? You know, you're the head coach, act like it. And I was wrong. I mean, I still feel that, you know, everybody changes. Like you just said, Justin, you know, he didn't play great at the beginning of the year, give him his flowers now. In 2021, when he started and was so great, I had so much hope. It's kind of like when you know someone has so much potential, to see them fall back, you just then all of a sudden are like, oh, this is, you know, you want the best for them. But sometimes that can come off negative. So appreciation to the Birds. Thank you, Philadelphia Eagles. Thank you, Jalen Hurts. And then I start thinking about, man, not just that he's done a great job, but what he's done. If you go back to college, you know, my comment about Saban, how many other people get through what he went through? How many people make it to the NFL and succeed in their dreams after what happened to him? And you watch him, and he's so self-disciplined that I think for myself and maybe others, it's off-putting because we don't have that much self-discipline.
You know what? And I brought up something, and thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. I brought that up, too, where in regards to I think there is – I really do believe this. I think there's a version of jealousy with Jalen. Good-looking dude, cool dude, swag, different. Not many people can duplicate that. I genuinely feel there is a sense of, damn, I can't be cool like that guy. And that pisses people off. Now, maybe it's subconscious. I'm not telling you they're just horrible people right from the rip here, but I genuinely believe that Jalen's got – we talked about the aura all day today, right? There's something about the aura, the way he carries himself. He's cool as hell. I think people are jealous that they can't be like that.
I believe that. I typically go more on the throwing stuff, but, you know, that's a way to go, I guess.
I genuinely do believe that. Good-looking dude. I really believe it.
I'll never deny that, I will say. He is a handsome fella. And, hey, if I could be the quarterback of a Super Bowl-winning team, be handsome, be all that, trust me, I would.
Yeah. Just the way you said it was good. But no, also, with some of the frustration early, though, I kind of tie something there with what Mike was saying, too. The reason why I got angry early in the year, and I remember once I started to make the shift, this was something that was coming up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
I knew he had more in him. I knew he had a level of not turning the ball over. I've seen it, and I've seen him do it for so long that part of the reason why I was getting so angry is because I knew that that wasn't the real Jalen. And that was a different frustration from the Nick stuff. For me, at the Nick stuff, I didn't believe there was another element to Nick, and I was wrong. I didn't believe there was another element. With Jalen, I knew there was a better quarterback in there, so it was two different styles of frustration through the first couple of weeks.
With the Jalen thing, and at the beginning of the year, and do not take this as a slight to him whatsoever.
I
wanted him to be the point guard of a great team, and that's what Tom Brady was for, you know, his teams when, you know, they went undefeated, and obviously they lost Super Bowl, but just throughout his years, that's what he was with the Patriots. It's you get the ball into Saquon's hands. You get the ball into AJ's hands. You keep the ball. You keep possession. You don't turn it over. And that's what, after that bye week, he accomplished. And I said right from there, if he's able to do that and transform himself into somebody who protects the football and gets it into his playmaker's hands, like, eventually he was able to do that, and that's why they went on the run that they did. That was because they have a lot of talent on that offense, and he was able to distribute the ball where it needed to be. And that's what a very good quarterback does. That's what some may say elite quarterbacks do. So he's on his way, man. He's there.
No, he's on his way now. Guys.
Well, he's on his way to number two.
He's on his way
to number two.
He's on his way, everybody.
To number two.
Super Bowl MVP, Super Bowl champion, two Super Bowls
he
in
did
3
it, man.
Years.
He did it.
He's going to be back next year.
Well, then we can get into top one talks.
Hey, guys, then we can do it.
Patrick Mahomes won 3.
Hey, then we can do it.
Patrick Mahomes won 3 Super Bowls.
He's number one on my list. He's number one on my
list.
That's
what I'm saying. Then we can get into top two, top one talks.
Well, why top two? Top two, he should already be in the top two.
Jalen's won 1 Super Bowl, right?
Uh-huh. He's been in 2 in 3 years.
I know.
How many does Aaron Rodgers have?
He also has 1 Super Bowl.
He's one of the best throwers in NFL history.
Oh, yeah. He's one of the best quarterbacks.
If throwing
in NFL
is the only thing that matters, then why doesn't he have 9?
They did choke a lot.
Jalen doesn't choke.
Well, last year didn't go very well, but
look at this guy. I mean, I'm going to have to knock him out. I'm going to have to. You're lucky there's a glass because my elbows are going to start flying. Let's go to Adam. Did I just threaten you? What's up, Adam?
How's it going, Broads?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks. Yeah, I just want to say, like, I'm so glad that you're doing this show today. It's just, you know, it's about time someone sort of done it. And, you know, you look at, you know, where Jalen started in 2020, you know, we knew that, you know, he was good in college, and I know he got benched and what have you, but, you know, he come back and he finished well. And we saw the spark he gave to the team at the end of 2020. And then, you know, 2021, we saw that, you know, that first Atlanta game, he looked great, but obviously they were still, you know, sort of how he was still in rebuild mode, you know? And then, you know, we really saw his potential in the Super Bowl in 2022. You know, we saw that he could be a great quarterback from that performance. Obviously, I know, you know, these last 2 years, they've been, it's just, it must have been hell because he's just been so determined to get back. And I don't know if I imagine you have seen the last unscripted episode.
Yes, oh my gosh.
That was on.
Unbelievable.
And, you know, yeah, his speech was awesome. And I loved that most of the players were, like, dressed in black. You know, I know, like, BG had, like, a Jordan jersey on and Lane was in white. But, like, I loved that they were all in black because it was like they were preparing to go to the Chiefs funeral, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it was just, I know, like, you're a wrestling guy, and I love wrestling, and I'm just like, you've probably seen all the memes that I'm so glad that they got to finish the story, you know, especially for Jalen, you know, that he got to fight, you know, got his redemption, and
yep,
for the team.
And now he's about to be the tribal chief.
Yeah. Why not? Why not?
Acknowledge him.
You know,
acknowledge him.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? Like, he's, you know, nobody's going to be a perfect quarterback. I know they love to prop, you know, the guys like Josh Allen and we're having Patrick Mahomes and all that. But, you know, Jalen has exposed them, you know, at games. He's beaten them. You know what I mean? He's beaten Burrow. He's beaten Mahomes. He's beaten Josh Allen. He beat Matthew Stafford. I know Matthew Stafford isn't, like, that great, you know, that.
Yeah, but before the game, Adam, the talk was.
You know, and he's beaten all these guys, these future, so-called future Hall of Fames. He's beaten Aaron Rodgers, but still, you know, the disrespect is going to be out there, and I, you know, it's just the way it is. But I just love that you're doing this, Broads, and everyone else is just, like, giving all these stupid analysts their receipts because it's, You know, what more's the guy got to do? Like everyone says, he wins. He wins, you know?
All the time. Adam, thank you. That was a great call. Yeah, I mean, I was going to say about the Stafford thing. At the time, I remember it was, well, you're headed into a game against McVay and Stafford, and they're both significantly better than Jalen and Nick Sirianni, so you're at a disadvantage. Disadvantage my ass.
Well, they did almost lose.
Oh, dude.
No, I'm saying they won the game. They almost lost the game.
Unbelievable.
But don't act like it was some blowout.
No, it was a perfectly great game from Jalen Hurts.
Against the Rams.
Against the Rams.
All right. I'll keep my comments to myself on that one. He did not play well in that game.
It was just phenomenal, actually.
He did not play well at all in that game.
He played so elite.
Did not.
He's never had a bad game in his life. That's why we're appreciating him today. Rick and Easton, you're on WIP.
Broge, you're so famous, it takes 2 hours to get busy signals to get through. I just want to let you know that, buddy.
Well, thank you, Rick.
I got the patience. I'm not giving you this day just by yourself. So real quick, and I think you mentioned most of this. Burrows, Allen, Mahomes, do they have better pocket numbers sometimes? Maybe. Lamar Jackson have better numbers with the flash and the dash? Sure, at times. Let's not forget something. Nick Foles wasn't even in the top 20, 25. He won a ring. Here's a new saying for you. Hurts fits. Hurts fits this system. Good luck beating this system. Burrows can't pull the ball down and take off like Hurts. Allen and Jackson just can't get it done in the playoffs. Hurts outplayed Mahomes the last 3 times he's played him. You know what it reminds me of, Brody? Remember Star Trek, Wrath of Khan? Captain Kirk said to Khan, "You keep missing the target." That's what Hurts is telling Mahomes now. You keep missing the target. Hurts fits. Good luck beating the system. Have a great night, my brother.
Thank you, Rick. You listening, Justin? Star Trek.
Never seen it.
It wasn't my cup of tea either, but I don't know. I'm smiling over here thinking about how great our quarterback is moving forward. And the one thing I'll push back a little bit on, because Hurts is the system.
He's the best, man.
Hurts is the system. It's not this system's great for Hurts or anything, and maybe I'm just being a little tongue-in-cheek here or whatever.
Kobe and Jordan.
Hurts is that. But see, and this is a good way to kind of wrap things up. It's not Jordan and Kobe. It's Jalen Hurts. I'm telling you, we talk about Mamba mentality. We talk about Michael Jordan's mentality. No. There's going to be a new wave of athletes that say, damn, that kid's got that Jalen mentality. That's how wired Jalen Hurts is. And when he comes ready to play, and when he goes out there with the big game and it's staring right at his face, he delivers every time. Every time. He delivers nonstop, 24/7 in big games. Isn't that what the job is? Think about it. There's all these quarterbacks that we name in the top five that can't beat Kansas City in the playoffs. In a divisional round. In a conference championship, they can't beat them earlier in the playoffs than the big dance. Yet our quarterback puts us in a position now, 2 times in 3 years, to beat Kansas City by putting up ridiculous offensive numbers and balling out. And I'm supposed to feel like I don't have a quarterback that can give us sustained success. I'm supposed to feel like I got a quarterback that isn't the second best in the NFL? Because if we were just looking at big games, Jalen's up there behind Pat Mahomes. If it was about big games and shining in big games, quarterback number one, Pat Mahomes. Quarterback number two, Jalen Hurts. So what are we doing here? I'll leave everybody with this. I'm sorry for 5:30 because my Twitter mentions not happy. I did not sing Creed. Didn't even think about it.
I knew you were going to get some crap for that.
I did not think about it. My voice, I don't know if my voice would allow for me to get into Creed.
I'm shocked you didn't want to sing some like Anita Baker or something. Frankie Beverly.
I missed an opportunity.
Come on, it's your boy.
I missed an opportunity to do Anita Baker. Damn it. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for me. Justin Morgenstein, great job producing the show. Not a great job appreciating my quarterback.
I'm reinvigorated by my love of Jalen.
Now, all jokes aside, always love working with you, J-Mo. Phenomenal job, as always. Thank you to all the callers. You guys are tremendous. You are what made this day so special on top of the greatness of our quarterback. Coming up next is Ricky Ricardo, so don't go anywhere. He's got a beautiful show lined up for you. I'm out of here. It's Broach filling in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.